Time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. And we are kicking things off with Antonio Brown. If you're like, hey, what's this dude been up to since things have been a little shaky? I'll tell you, he's been working on music. What? With Sean Kingston, who I used to love back in the day. He's kind of been MIA, but these two have been working on new music and some new sounds, and we have a snippet for you right now.
I assume that's Sean Kingston right there.
Yes.
Where's Antonio Brown at, though? I want him like, I run, I catch the ball, y'all.
Y'all. They're actually going to record the album together. So they're actually...
An album?
They're doing not just a song, they're doing an entire album together.
Okay. All right.
I'll keep you posted on that, but maybe this is a new career for Antonio Brown.
Hey, man, whatever he wants to do, do your thing, dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're coming back to football.
I'm actually very happy that Sean Kingston is like back in the mix, because he's a talented dude.
I always thought, sorry if I'm wrong, I thought he died when he hit like a bridge on his jet ski.
He was on a jet ski, I think, in Jamaica, like his where he's from or whatever.
Oh, no!
Jamaica me crazy, but he survived. Well,
jeez.
Martin Scorsese, he says, do not watch The Irishman on your phone.
The past 20-some-odd years, I've made films both for television and for, in terms of the screen size and the theater. I would suggest, if you ever want to see one of my pictures or most films, please don't look at it on a phone, please. An iPad, a big iPad, maybe. You know,
I get what he's saying, but McKenzie, like, things have changed. Even the way you consume our show, Joe McKenzie.
Yes.
It's on your phone. I mean, you still listen on the radio, too, but things are different.
I know, but he makes his pictures, and people that are close to him
my
call
pictures.
Him Marty. So I'll call him Marty. Marty doesn't want you to watch it on your phone. Now, The Irishman getting all kinds of buzz over on Netflix. And Liv, I know you watched a lot of families dove in on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's basically about, like, the Italian mob in the 1950s, and this Irishman who ends up becoming a top hitman for the Italian mob. And it also has to do with Jimmy Hoffa, which was like a person in the political party with like all of the unions and stuff in the 1950s. So it has a lot to do with politics and just the Italian mob.
It's interesting because isn't your dad Papa C in the mob?
Oh my gosh. No.
No
he
comment?
Is not.
Okay, cool. He's like, oh, honey, this is a biography about our family.
So check out The Irishman. It's supposed to be awesome. I definitely want to. Ooh, Wendy Williams is putting Lori Loughlin's daughter on blast. So Olivia Jade, of course, it's the whole college admission scandal. She returned to YouTube, and Wendy Williams is not having it.
Lori Loughlin's entitled Stupid Daughter broke her silence for the first time since college admission scandal, since it broke. Well, she's 20 years old now. I don't mean to call her stupid. I just don't care. Lock the mother up. Daughter, go away. 20 is old enough to understand that your parents rigged the system and your mom's going to jail. Right now, you waited 9 months. Too soon, little girl. Too soon.
I actually agree with Wendy Williams on this because I watched Olivia Jade's video and she didn't really say much. So, hi, guys. I really missed you. I mean, I get it. But like your mother, this is the thing that made me mad about this whole situation. She turned on her parents. She turned on her mom, who in fact did this for her. And it made me excruciating mad.
But, and I don't know what 18-year-old is not smart enough to realize like, your grades and like your extracurricular activities can't get you into certain schools, certain Ivy Leagues. Like I know that I did not have what it took to get into an Ivy League school. And if I all of a sudden got admitted and got accepted, I'd be like, oh, wait a minute.
Because you're on the rowing.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I think it's hypocritical to Live the Web Girl's out here speaking like this. The fact is, I think your dad paid a couple of people to get you into community college, and we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about it. Oh, and Mariah Carey, if you really want to peeve her off, don't do this.
If somebody turns off the Christmas music, I get really upset. Like if I wake up when there's no Christmas music in the house, I freak out. So it has to happen from the time I am off for Christmas till like at least, the very least, the 28th.
Okay, honey, I wonder if she just listens to her own songs.
Oh, you know she does.
Because she also reveals her favorite holiday films.
There's so many great. Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, Four Christmases is a modern day classic. I love Elf. You know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those little claymation ones. I love those. Frosty the Snowman. I watched them all. I'm literally like a little kid at Christmas, probably more like a little kid than the kids I'm around, like worse than my own kids.
Oh, girl. Well, hey, we're going to talk about our favorite holiday films, and we're going to see if you can name some coming up around 8:35.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Who does, I would say, the goodest on the show? I don't know if that's a word.
The best.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, goodest is not a word.
Well, I made it up because, like, good things we do to other people. What would you say that?
Kindest? Most generous?
I think we're going to go with goodest. Either way, we're going to find out who does the most kind things, the best things on the show. I have the list of the most common things that people do to be good and kind to other people. And, well, I don't know if anybody else on the show does anything. We'll find out in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.